Upsin chapter 2, Mishnah 9. Kishus shenita ba'atzis vehigdila. If a cucumber is planted in a pot which is unperforated, meaning there's no holes at the bottom of the pot, so the cucumber is considered detached from the ground. Now, if this cucumber becomes firstly susceptible to impurity, and then the cucumber becomes impure, so you've got an impure cucumber growing in an unperforated pot. And then what happens is v'yatzeh chutz la'atzis. It grows and expands beyond the pot. It hangs down to the ground, and then it starts to draw nourishment from the ground, from the soil that is next to the pot and below the pot. So this cucumber, says the Mishnah, now becomes tohera, according to the first opinion. It now becomes pure. And the reason being is that once part of the cucumber is attached to the soil, the entire cucumber is attached to the soil and is rendered pure, because when something is attached to the soil, it becomes pure. For example, brings the Kati, impure seedlings that have been planted become pure. So that's the first opinion, that the cucumber becomes pure. Amar Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Shimon, Ma tiva litaher. What is therein to make it pure? Why should the whole cucumber become pure and purified from its impurity? Ela hatame betumasoi. Rather, the impure part remains impure. Vahatahor yachel. And the pure part can be eaten. The part that's expanded out of the pot is pure and can be eaten, but the remainder of it remains impure. So it brings over here at the end of the Kati that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon.